With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. House Bill 1039 would expand filling your wine growler to locations off winery property. Representative Sharon Wiley says it won't be a slam dunk, but there's a lot of things to like about her bill.
There was hesitancy about the wine growlers initially because wine is regulated differently under federal law than beer and cider. So there had to be some ironing out of those details before people felt comfortable adding wine to the growler factor to let that happen. But there was probably going to be some concern about what kind of places are going to be doing this and how can they be monitored and controlled. And it's going to be an interesting discussion.
Wiley says this option would be good for those who like to tour the state's growing list of wineries.
Chances are a small winery that we happen on and we love that bottle of wine, it won't be easy to find. Even if this was liberalized, it might not be easy to find that particular wine because they may not choose to do it. But if people want to market that way, and small wineries, they have wine clubs, they do a lot of things to stay alive. And if this helps them, and if we can come up with a bill that is satisfactory to all sides, then I say we should do it.
The bill would allow restaurants and other non-winery establishments that are allowed to sell beer and cider in growlers to also be permitted to sell wine in them. Opponents say wine growlers present quality control problems because labels won't be on the containers that leave the restaurants and grocery stores. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.